This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Malagana's Edwards Johnson, the team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Taking a little bit of a digital memory now is pretty commonplace when you attend an event.
And yeah, taking photos, videos, stuff like that.
Look, I'm not opposed to it. I would be a massive hypocrite to say that I've never done it. I often take a video at a concert, but I have a set of rules to make sure that I do see as much of it as possible through the eyes that I have in my head rather than a screen.
Yep.
Because you're paying money to go see, obviously, one of your favourite bands or one of your favourite artists. You want to enjoy the moment.
Exactly right.
I usually go, look, I know the song I'm going to record. And I'll record the chorus. I'll just get like a good little memory of this. And honestly, if I want to gloat on social media, this is the thing I need to show other people.
And other people will know the song because it's the chorus.
My friend Andrew went to see, and we're going a little bit more towards the old school here, Phil Collins, absolute legendary performer. He's in Australia at the moment. You might know somebody going. He's in Sydney the next three nights. So somebody was there last night. He's there tomorrow night. Look, there's obviously a song that everybody knows Phil Collins by for everyone personally. Like, they all have it. But I would say the undisputed trademark song from Phil Collins would be In the Air Tonight.
Of course.
Everybody knows this drum beat.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Amazing.
Everyone knows it. So everyone has seen the Gorilla ad.
Andrew went to this concert, the Phil Collins concert, and had a little bit of a film. I'd like to give you the full, unedited version of what he recorded.
Okay.
You ready for it?
I am.
Here it is.
And that's it.
That's the video he uploaded to Facebook. What the hell is the good of that?
Maybe.
What purpose does that serve? If you're filming that song and you don't have this in it, you've stuffed up filming that song. What is the point? There was no second video, by the way.
Yeah.
This is all he uploaded from the Phil Collins concert.
Maybe.
What is wrong with him?
Because that song goes for like 5 minutes or something.
Oh, of course.
And it does go through like a lot of parts where you think it's going to be it, and then it's not it. And then it's like a very long gap, and then it's like the dun-dun-dun-dun. Maybe he thought it was going to be it, but then at the same time, don't upload it.
Oh, 100%. You've stuffed up.
Yeah.
You've missed the most important part of the Phil Collins song. You can't have a redo of that.
Yeah.
And this is exactly the community service announcement I wanted to make this morning. I feel it's very important to know that if you're going to go to a concert, film the best part of the song. If you're going to be that person who films, film the best part of the song so the rest of us who weren't there can enjoy it.
Mm.
If you're going to go to The Killers, for example, I wouldn't want to see a video that sounds like this.
Yeah.
You've stuffed up.
Great
you've,
part you've of
messed
the song,
up.
But
you've
not
messed
the part.
Up. Yeah. Not the part. The part is everyone singing along to the chorus.
Yeah.
What if you were to go to see Eminem later this month? Later, I think he's in March, maybe, actually.
Yeah.
When he comes to Australia, that's how mad I am, forgetting my dates. What if you went to see Eminem? Pointless.
Yeah, no one knows that part.
This is pointless. If you're recording Phil Collins and you don't have this, you have made a mistake. And if you're filming anything at any concert through an iPad, you haven't made a mistake. You're just a tool. Please stop doing that as well.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
We are in the midst of a game that can only be described as radio history.
It's incredible. It's amazing. It's every conceivable positive noun you could use.
Ned, you've got the TikTok packet.
I do.
In the studio right now. One biscuit taken from it. Last week's biscuit.
Yep.
Not a correct guess.
Was not, unfortunately.
You have to guess the time on the biscuit that Ned is about to take out of the packet. Very, very simple concept. But oh so revolutionary.
Exactly.
We are going to right now say hello to Michelle. Michelle, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Are you...
Michelle.
Pumped about this, Michelle.
I am. I love playing this game where you get these biscuits at home, and I love playing with my kids.
Okay, well, this is it. Brilliant. You play along at home. That's the beauty of this game. Did you get it right last week, Michelle?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, right. So
Michelle,
that's it.
Would you say that you have an inkling? Are you just going to go off the top of your head? Have you been thinking about this time all week? Run us through what you're thinking.
Well, I've been preparing. I've been playing. And training for this, so I think I'm in with a pretty good chair.
No, this is great. This makes me very happy.
Okay.
Now, Ned, please time to get the biscuit out. This week's biscuit. Point it to the camera. Point it to the camera.
I'm going to give you a clue, Michelle.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that.
It's a yellow TikTok biscuit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to show the camera really quick. I think that's too close. Back off a little bit. There we go. There you go.
Okay.
We're all across what the time is.
I've seen the time, Michelle. I know the time. Ned knows the time.
I'm going to close up the packet.
The officiating camera knows the time.
Yep.
Tell us the time, Michelle.
I'm going to say 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, Michelle. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Well, that doesn't... What? God, you suck, dude.
Who, Michelle or me?
You! There was meant to be suspense.
There was a bucket load of suspense. Did you not hear the music sound like we were going to the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack?
Michelle, you said 2 o'clock.
I did.
The time on the clock...
Please don't say 4.
Is 1 o'clock, Michelle.
So close.
You were 1 hour
so
off.
Close.
Oh, Michelle. That honestly pains me to say.
Oh, well,
I actually had a feeling that you were going to get it today, Michelle. I really did. And you were 1 hour off.
Well, it pains me to say, can I just have a quick look at the biscuit, Ned?
Yeah.
I just want to look at it.
I know you can eat it.
Damn it. You just ate the whole thing.
Yep.
That is a selfish level of behavior.
That's what you get.
That is not what the TikTok game stands for.
That's what you did last week.
Michelle.
Yes.
Thank you so much for playing, but I'm going to say, unfortunately to you, back to the drawing board, I think, Michelle.
Keep training,
Canberra. It'll be back next week.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Do you answer the phone while you're on the toilet?
Is it rude? Is it disgusting? Because I don't ever do it, but I do it with my parents because, honestly, they've seen and put up with worse from me.
100%. Do you have a—look, Canberra, the simple question. Do you have a hard and fast rule when it comes to this? Because I— don't believe in many things as an absolute philosophy in my life.
Yeah.
One of them is I shall not talk to other human beings while I'm pooping.
That's the only certainty in your life.
100% certainty. I know this is immature, but yeah. I want to know because my mum called me a bad son because I wouldn't answer the phone to her while I was on the toilet.
She has a very low threshold for what's a good and a bad son, I think.
Carries on a treat. We've got Tanya on the line from Ngunnawal. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, fantastic. Tanya, how do you feel about this issue? Do you have a hard and fast rule?
It's a definitely no-go zone.
Definitely no-go zone.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be... Do you think it's rude or do you find it weird?
I find it so weird that people take their phone to the toilet.
You're a no phone in the toilet at all?
Yeah, it's weird. Concentrate on what you're doing. Why do you have a phone?
It's hard to stuff it up, Tanya. You really are sitting down.
Well, look, I this is almost like I've met someone from the Flintstones at the moment, Tanya. What do you do in the toilet if you don't take your phone in there? What do you do?
I just concentrate on the job at hand, you know, just doing my business.
Don't take in the newspaper or anything?
My mum always... knows when I'm on the toilet and always calls.
It's like
a missed call, guaranteed it's mum.
I think that's because mums start off your life changing you, there's like a sixth sense. They always know when you go to the toilet. They just know. They understand. They see it. They sense it. I don't know what happens, but something goes on. So this is the thing. I feel bad for Tanya. Like, when I was a kid, before phones, I used to read the Ambipur air freshener, like, condition. Like, I know where the Ambipur head office is. I remember that.
I always used to read books. That was, like, the most I've ever read in my life.
Ben's on the line from Queanbeyan. Ben, what's your rule with this, mate?
Well, I think it depends on the person, but I remember a few years ago, my best mate and I, when we were still in high school, for some reason, every time when I rang him, he'd always be on the toilet.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Do you think he was going to the toilet a lot, or do you think it was just coincidence?
Probably a bit of both, but he'd always answer the phone as if, you know when to call, don't you?
Would it gross you out at all, Ben, or were you just like, oh, well, who cares?
After a while, I just went, I'd actually kind of guess.
Yeah. Look, I think I've worked out your routine. Yeah. I understand what's going
on. You're
on
the same schedule.
I like to just see, and I'll run this past you, and actually we'll even get Tanya back on for this. Are you still there, Tanya?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get a consensus from everyone. It's okay to talk to telemarketers while you're on the toilet, though. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go. Ben, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, they're going to call you.
No one's feeling bad about that.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Australia's resident love guru is Osher Gunsberg.
The Gunsberg.
No doubt about that. And right now, the National Gallery of Australia, they have Love and Desire. It's on all the way through till pretty much the end of April.
Yeah.
It's apparently a breathtaking collection of stuff, including stuff from the Tate over in the UK, which
yeah.
You know anything about art. That's very exciting
That's
stuff.
Very, very exciting.
Now, we were lucky enough to catch up with Osher yesterday. He was in Canberra for this, and obviously we're going to talk to him about some other stuff as well. Including what a hunk he was on the front of Men's Health. Do you remember that?
How could I forget?
Yeah, well, look, we caught up with Osher yesterday and it sounded a little bit like this. Osher, good morning. How's it going, mate?
I'm really good.
One of the first questions I wanted to ask you this morning was, you've obviously done the cover of Men's Health. You look absolutely amazing. I have, for various things here, like, you know, pool parties and stuff, thought, oh, that's a good motivator to get myself fit.
Yeah.
Question I have for you is, do you lock in the cover before you're in shape for the cover as like a mental, no, this is going to happen, or do you lock in the cover once you're comfortable that you'll be good on the cover?
Mate, we locked that in October. Of the year before, but we didn't start the training until I think February or March. I was 93 kilos when we opened the conversations about it. We started training for it about 10 weeks before we shot it. I think I was down to about 83 by then.
Wow.
Maybe, I think, pulled off like 9 kilos of fat and put on 2.5 kilos of muscle in that time. So I think, long story short, absolutely. Set the challenge, make the deadline, and then when you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to get out of bed and do it this morning, or I won't push out this one more rep, you're like, oh, hang on, I'm going to have my shirt off in front of a room full of people and have a photo taken of it, and it's going to be in airports all over the country.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I better do this.
You go airports, see, I go Woolworths, thinking the little magazine aisle, just I'll be in, everybody will be shopping and they'll see me, everybody.
Housewife's choice, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Well, look, you obviously are going to have another massive year with the Bachelor, The Bachelor in Paradise, The Bachelorette. Quick question, are you happy there's now a couple of spin-offs, or are you aching for the days of just the one series?
Mate, I don't know if you realise, but there was a time just before Bachelor when I was unemployed, living in a foreign country, paying rent out of my savings, all right?
Yeah.
I now get to work, and I am grateful.
Fantastic.
I'm grateful. If there's a check, I'm there.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Man, I've got a family to support. I'm like, I'm happy to do the gig.
Well, see, and look, you say...
I had a wonderful time. I did have such a lovely time in Canberra on the weekend, by the way.
Yes, that's it. So that's what we're going to talk to you about as well.
So wonderful to be there. I've been doing this gig with the National Gallery, and it was so great. We had this great picnic there. It's called Summer Loving for the Love and Desire exhibition there. It was so much fun. And the DJ was playing all these mad love, like disco love songs from the 70s. Like, we just had Hot Chocolate. And
nice.
Oh, yes.
A lot of Bee Gees. It was pretty daggy, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, no, that is.
In the middle of it, we're in this massive picnic, right? And I'll put a photo of this on my Instagram. Where there's like 200 people in the grass there. And this wedding, this couple that fresh from the chapel walked through to go down and get in there. And so while they're inside, they were like, okay, what we'll do is when they come outside, we're going to crash their wedding photos. And so as they walked out, we had this massive crowd of people. We're like, yay, we got in the back of their shot. And then we formed a guard of honor for them as they walked out of the garden. It was just such a beautiful moment.
You know, that's amazing. You know,
my favorite part about that story is the potential that they, because there were so many people in the guard of honor, they just walked past and just went, wait, was that Osher Gunsberg? That third guy from the left. That was...
I was on the microphone wrangling.
Oh, there you go. Right. Yeah, okay.
Just so they weren't confused.
It wasn't a secret. Just like, oh my God, I'm pretty sure that was him.
You have absolutely nailed this, mate. Giving it a massive wrap. Everybody in Canberra should go and check it out.
100%.
Osher, thank you so much for spending so much time with us this morning, mate. We really appreciate it.
Sit down, be humble. Good luck for 2019.
In the words of none other than Osher Gunsberg. And that's it.
Mate,
you're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7. Ned and Josh's Makeup Melodies.
Yes. Now, look, this is a brand new segment to the show.
Yep.
It polished off its school shoes, got its backpack, and its first day of school as a segment was yesterday. And it was a little slow on the uptake. But the good news is it came through in terms of people sending us things on Facebook. The segment, simple concept. Have you stuffed up? with your partner, have you actually done something that is a little bit silly? Maybe, I don't know, if you got to put the bins out for the 15th week in a row and now you have a family of possums living in your side of your house. Like, I don't know.
Very specific.
That was super specific.
But that's what the kind of things we're after. Just why are you in the doghouse? Why is your significant other mad at you? And potentially, can we help through the art of music?
We're going to do a makeup melody. We will try and sing to your partner and make it all better. Now, we got a message on Facebook yesterday from a young man named Matty. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to let him tell the story himself because we gave him a call after yesterday's show. Morning, Matty.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, no.
Better than you, mate.
Probably, I was going to say better than you. Now, look, can you please explain to Canberra, who are waiting with bated breath, exactly what's going on? What have you sent us the message about?
So I've been with Fiona, my girlfriend, now for a couple of years, and I've gone and stuffed up and forgot our two-year anniversary.
Ooh. Do you remember the first one, Matty?
I remember the first one, but the second one, just nah.
You thought you had it down pat, and you just forgot about it. Okay.
Well, was Fiona obviously upset enough for you to be a part of this segment, but was she really not happy about it?
Yeah, the 2 years was a big one for us. So,
okay.
Yeah, I need some help on this one.
All right. Okay. Look, we're gonna help you out here, Maddie, obviously with the makeup melody. Yeah. Hopefully we can get you to a third year with Fiona.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Hopefully our song can be of some assistance. Yeah. But obviously we're going to need a little bit of information to work with.
So far we've got 2 years. You forgot your anniversary. Her name's Fiona.
Her name's Fiona.
That's not enough.
I must admit, I do have a song coming to mind that we might be able to set this to. Okay. Ned, do you have any questions you'd like to know answers to that may help us with lyrics?
Yes. Maddie, does Fiona have a favourite TV show?
Yeah, I'd probably say the classic Friends.
Very good.
It's on Stan.
Yeah, very common.
Watch it all. Fantastic.
Very good.
My one question would be...
I'll write that down.
Yeah, write down Friends.
Friends.
My one question would be, Maddie, does she have any aspirations for 2019? Was there like a thing that she's told you was the goal for 2019?
Yeah, so the New Year's resolution and stuff was to try and get to Europe this year. Her main goal is a holiday for her.
Right, jeez, about that? How quick that came out from you as well. So you are attentive, Maddie.
You're a good dude.
You've obviously just messed this right up.
Yeah.
All right.
You sound like a good dude, Maddie.
Leave it with us.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Jeez. Do you reckon Fiona will be okay to talk to us if we play her a song?
Definitely.
Right, okay. So we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
So far, I've got she likes Friends.
Yeah.
She wants to go to Europe. Her name's Fiona, and he forgot their 2 year anniversary.
Yeah. Yep, okay.
We can work with those things.
All right. We're gonna make you a song, Maddie. We'll report back here tomorrow and let you know how it went. Okay.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Look, a tough one to smooth over, but I feel like it's something we could possibly do with the makeup melodies.
I think so. I think I thought if we could just go back a second, have a think, take all the information gathered, I think we could put together something half decent.
And we have. We've been creatively very busy. Yep. Up next, we're going to get Matt back on the line this morning along with his partner Fiona.
Yep.
And we're going to see if the makeup melody magic will actually work because I have a good feeling about this.
Me too. I think it can be done.
Might be wrong to have a good feeling about this.
The Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7. Ned and Josh's makeup melodies.
Now, what we do with the makeup melodies is we hear about when you have stuffed up with your partner and then we get your partner on the phone, we play them a song and hopefully try and fix the problem with the grand romantic gesture of a song. So hopefully Fiona won't be saying thank you next to Maddie and we can actually fix what happened. Now, if you missed it, Maddie has forgotten their second anniversary.
Their second year anniversary, that's right, which is honestly pretty big mistake.
Yeah, it is a pretty big mistake. It comes around once a year. It's not a hard thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully the song that we have prepared will help smooth things over. The great news is we have both of them on the phone right now, so at least Fiona's willing to listen to the song, I believe. So
yeah.
It's good news. But first and foremost, we'll welcome back Maddie. How's everything going, mate?
Yeah, all right. Still been a pretty rough night.
Okay. All right.
That's all right.
Well, be careful what you say because we actually do have Fiona on the other line right now. Good morning, Fiona.
Hi, guys.
Okay. Now, look, obviously, Maddie has dobbed you in for this morning, Fiona, because
he's dobbed himself in. You've not done anything wrong, Fiona.
That's correct. You haven't at all. Matt obviously forgot your second anniversary. Were you less than happy with this, Fiona?
I think any woman would be less than happy about their partner forgetting their 2-year anniversary.
And look, I'm here to agree with you.
We're both agreeing.
No one's defending Matt.
No.
We all know he was in the wrong.
However, Matt, well, this is giggling already. I'm hopeful that this is going to work. Matt has employed the services of Ned and Josh's makeup melodies, Fiona, and we have written a song. We've written a song on behalf of Matt that will hopefully make things. Well, at least start the process to things being better, right?
At least a bit of goodwill.
Are you willing to listen to the song?
Well, it's probably the most romantic thing you've done for a while.
Okay.
You've got to take that ribbing, Maddie. That's honestly part and parcel.
All right. We've got the song here, Fiona. Are you ready to have a listen?
Go for it, guys.
Okay. Now, please don't react badly to the fact that we've very lazily rhymed your name with something.
That's fine. It's a given.
And here we go. The makeup melody for the 2-year anniversary being missed begins now.
Oh, we wrote this song. We wrote this song so Matt could say, sorry, Fiona. He knows that he was wrong. He knows that he was wrong to forget the day, Fiona. He knows that he messed up. Yeah, messed up. Such a generous mind to forgive Maddie. You would be oh so kind. Please. Woo! Please, Fiona. Maddie remembers heaps of stuff. Yeah, heaps of stuff. Like that your favorite TV show is Friends, Fiona. He knows you want to go overseas. Yeah, overseas. Overseas specifically to Europe, Fiona. He knows that he messed up. Yeah, messed up. Such a generous mind to forgive Maddie. You would be oh so kind. Please. Woo! Please, Fiona. Forgive Maddie, Fiona.
And thus, the makeup melody is complete.
I nearly applauded myself then.
We tried our hardest, Maddie. I don't know how you're feeling about that, but...
I'm impressed.
Okay.
Well, at least we've got one person on board.
What's more important, Fiona, how do you feel about the makeup melody?
I absolutely loved the makeup melody.
Oh, that's great news.
So we're out of the doghouse.
That's great news.
Is Maddie on the way to potentially being forgiven, Fiona?
Oh, 100% forgiven.
Yes. Good work.
That's a success.
The fact that he remembered that I wanted to go to Europe and that
like, there you go.
With friends.
Yeah.
He obviously does care.
I listen.
Oh, see, this is so happy.
I've got this dumbest smile on my face. This has made me happy this morning.
God, that could have gone either way.
Oh, that was very scary for a second there, Fiona. I was really worried what you were going to say.
As me hearing it back, I was like, God, we should have put in so much more effort.
But I'm happy. Just saved our relationship.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, well, come down, everyone.
Be a little bit more nervous, I think. Maddie, that's not good.
Yes.
Okay, but everything's... Are we saying bridge mended? Everything's fine now?
Bridge is completely fixed.
Yes.
Yes. Mission successful. I love it.
Oh, thank you. And by the way, Matt, you're welcome.
Yeah, you are welcome.
No problems,
Maddie.
There.
Thank you so much.
Get booking that trip, I reckon, mate.
Well done, Fiona, for being so forgiving, and thank you for joining us this morning, both of you.
Thanks,
Matt,
for playing Cupid.
Did you say we were stupid, or we're playing Cupid?
Playing Cupid.
Cupid or stupid? I mean, both apply.
Yeah, Cupid.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
New research has found that only just 4% of Canberrans socialise with their neighbours, and apparently 55% of Canberrans don't even know the names of their neighbours.
Mm.
A quarter of us don't even know what our neighbours look like.
Yeah.
Constantly on this show, much to your despise one of the D words.
I hate it.
You hate it. I always try and essentially create a Seinfeld Friends type situation in my apartment building where I want everyone to get along. If I ever need anything, if I want someone to come around and watch a movie with me, I can just ask one of my neighbors.
I truly believe you walk into your building now with this in your head. Just a little bit of...
And I would if I could.
Stupid. Because people want you to leave them alone. They're going to their house. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to have a wacky friendship circle in the place they live.
I wish this was 100% of Canberrans socialised with their neighbours because you live so close to each one another. You're essentially roommates. I'm very good friends with the lady that lives just across the hallway from me. I'm very good friends with her.
I'm going to put that to the test right now. Okay, you're very good friends with her.
I've spoken to her many. I know her job. I know she has a kid.
Yep.
No, I know what they had for dinner two nights ago.
Deal, because you could smell it. But yes. That's right. I was going to say, please tell me that's the reason you knew.
Of course it is.
Okay. Well, here's the question for you. All right. What's her name?
Oh, we're running out of time. That's fine. Don't worry. That's fine. That's a joke. Obviously, I know her name. It's
Elaine didn't rock up and Jerry go, oh, you, how's it going?
Because they dated.
My point is, you are never going to live this life you want.
Did you not hear me? A certain name, Susie.
Okay. Right then.
That's her name on a birth certificate. Susie.
How dare you presume to lecture all of Canberra about getting to know their neighbours better when the lady you have had multiple conversations with, you still don't know her name. You know she has a child, you don't know her name.
I will endeavour to find her.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned.
Yeah.
Right now, speaking of exciting stuff, you and I are trying to, I think, get a little bit of a revolution off the ground. Mm. Obviously, the long weekend this weekend is Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
You get Monday off, so 3 days, which is great.
We have, using the limited resources at our disposal, put out the chance for a business to give their employees the Friday as well, turning it into an extra long weekend in exchange, as I said, the resources for some free commercials on the radio station.
That's right. If you call up as the boss of a company and say, I will give all of my employees Friday off, we'll close for the long, long weekend, we will make you an ad that will play.
Yes, that is the guarantee that we have right now. Now, we will make it is also the guarantee.
No one else is going to help us because why would they?
Well, we've been told we can't use anybody's time. No, so it's very busy.
This is a joke.
Very busy before a long weekend. So we will write, produce, and voice the commercial ourselves. That is the condition. And you have the chance right now for your business owner to get on the phone, 13 10 60, and give your employees Friday off in exchange for some ads.
You have to give them Friday off, though. You have to
You better follow through with it.
You better follow through with it.
Look, we've had our first customer for this offer already. His name's John. He's from JPK
customer
Fencing. John, geez, mate.
You're our customer, John.
Just come raring out of the gate. Now, you're our customer for our ad service agency. Are you hopeful that your ad's going to be good? Are you still planning to give the employees Friday off?
Absolutely.
Well, you say that, John. And we're going
to...
You seem like a trustworthy guy, John.
Do I have to pay him?
Well, I don't know. That's up to you. I'm not going to tell you how to run your business. I'm just telling you need to close it on Friday.
It just needs to be shut down. They need to have a day off. Okay.
Yeah, that's up to you whether or not you want to pay them. And also the union.
Do you have...
the union.
Do you have confidence in our abilities to deliver an ad for JPK Fencing that you're going to be pretty happy with?
Yeah, I already heard your morning jingle.
Okay. All right. So you heard us do a little bit of the Sorry Fiona makeup melody earlier?
Okay.
I've got to be honest, mate. There was no guarantee of a jingle.
There's no singing here.
We haven't gone down that route. We've gone quite a sound effects and excited voice heavy route. Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go. This is our debut. Written, produced, and starring in commercial for JPK Fencing in exchange for John giving his workers the day off on Friday.
Sick of your neighbours having parties in your backyard? Sick of your dog constantly running away? Well, sounds like you need a fence.
John's the big cheese down at JPK Fencing. They have fencing solutions for all your fencing needs. They don't just fence, they fence the best. Don't you, John?
We're the best in Canberra.
Thanks, John. Now, no matter how dangerously unreasonable your plans for fences are, John and the team will take themselves to the very edge of sanity to make them work. Isn't that right, John?
We'll just keep going until the client's happy, even if you're thinking in your head like...
So don't be tense about getting a new fence. Talk to John and the crew from JPK Fencing today.
There you go, John. Obviously, you're happy with that, mate. Obviously.
Yeah, well done, mate.
No, thank you.
Better than what I could do. Don't worry.
And you even endorsed the ad in the ad, mate.
Yeah, you're just an endorsement machine, John.
Yeah, my wife will be impressed.
Yeah, good. ad with official approval and everyone heard it that will be going to air for JPK Fencing in exchange for you very generously giving your employees Friday off. John, well done. You are the real hero of the story.
Yes. Do you expect to see an influx of business, John?
Oh, I hope so.
That's what ads are for.
Canberra's going to suffer on Friday. Yeah.
With an ad like that, an eagle screeching at the end, people will remember your business. Get on the phone, 13 10 60. If like John, you can give your employees Friday off.
Yep.
in exchange for a commercial that will run on the station, written, produced, and voiced by us. That is the catch.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.